Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
They want $25 billion, billion, for the post office. Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. Now, in the meantime, they aren't getting there. By the way, those are just two items. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting.
In his ongoing war against mail-in voting, President Trump is now implying that he's intentionally sabotaging the Postal Service ahead of November's election. Today, we'll discuss that. Plus, as soon as Kamala Harris was announced as Joe Biden's running mate, the sexist, racist attacks began. And
you turn on the shower. If you're like me, you can't wash your beautiful hair properly.
What a new government proposal could mean for your showers. Hi, everyone. David Chalian is off. I'm Kristen Holmes, a CNN correspondent covering election integrity and really all things Washington. And this is the Daily DC. So here's what we know. This year, there is expected to be a much larger than normal amount of people who choose to cast their ballot by mail because of coronavirus. And people are worried that the Postal Service can't handle it. So Democrats are asking for billions of dollars to help the Postal Service with this. But that money would be part of the next stimulus, which, of course, as we all know, is stalled up on Capitol Hill, and negotiations between the White House and Democratic lawmakers is fairly lifeless at this point. Now, at the same time, the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, who is also a Trump donor and fundraiser, has made some really big changes to the post office. And we're talking about leadership shakeups as well as cost cuts that some workers say has actually slowed delivery. So this, coupled with President Trump's repeated attacks on mail-in voting, has some critics worried that it's all part of a deliberate attempt to sabotage vote by mail ahead of the election. And in the past, President Trump has said that he thinks funding for the Postal Service is really a non-starter in those negotiations. But today, he took it one step farther. In an interview on Fox Business this morning, the president said that if the Postal Service does not get the funding, which he won't sign off on, then there can't be universal mail-in voting, which he doesn't want, because they don't have the capability. And why does this matter? Well, it implies that the president is purposely holding funding in order to stop mail-in voting. So huge issues here on election integrity and concern. But on top of that, President Trump can't set election rules. And many states have said, due to the coronavirus, they will either allow universal mail-in voting or relax their rules on absentee ballots, meaning that there will still be a huge amount of people who send their ballots in the mail through a system that may not be able to process them because of actions taken by the president and his administration. And all of this could lead to a chaotic election. Now, on top of all of this, Democrats are also calling for the USPS Inspector General to look into DeJoy's finances. New financial disclosures obtained by CNN show DeJoy did not divest millions in stock from his former company, a current Postal Service contractor, and that he holds stock options in another major USPS customer, Amazon. Now, the Postal Service says he has followed all of the ethics requirements, but the financial arrangements are sure to bring more questions. Here's what else matters today. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's newly announced running mate, is already facing a barrage of racist and sexist attacks, including from the president.
And now you have a sort of a madwoman, I call her, because she was so angry and such hatred with Justice Kavanaugh. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. She was the angriest of the group, and they were all angry.
Now, that was President Trump on Fox Business this morning, pretty overtly hearkening back to the stereotype of the angry black woman. And I think this really signals two things. First, that Democrats need to prepare for the barrage of comments like this one that are going to be directed at Harris and figure out the best way to counter them. And second, that the president's attempts to label Harris as a far left and extreme figure who will push Joe Biden towards a socialist agenda don't seem to be working. And so he's resorting to his most basic instinct, which is to lash out with these sexist and racist attacks. Now, watch for more of this to come as Harris becomes more of a player in her role as the chief prosecutor of Trump on the campaign trail. And one other thing for you. President Trump has repeatedly complained about water flow in the U.S., from toilets not flushing properly to showers that make it hard for him to wash his beautiful hair properly. And those were his words. Now, the Trump administration is proposing new regulatory changes that would roll back standards for showerheads to allow them to put out more water. Now, consumer groups say this is unnecessary, but at least one American, President Trump, will be very happy. That's it for today's Daily DC. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Now, here's a special message from your usual host.
Hey, it's David here, and I want to fill you in on some exciting news. This is the last week of the Daily DC. For those of you who've been avid listeners, and for those of you listening for the first time, I really want to thank you. It's been a great run covering some of the biggest political stories with you. But do not worry, I'm not going far. In fact, the CNN audio team and I have been cooking up some new podcasts for you. If you want to keep getting your political news in 10 minutes or less, I hope you'll check out the CNN Political Briefing. As its host, I'll be giving you the latest political insights you need to know. This will be similar to the Daily DC version you've been hearing for the past month. We're also launching a brand new weekly podcast that will take you beyond the headlines. It's called Politically Sound. Every Friday, CNN senior political reporter Nia Malika Henderson and I will be joined by special guests to help you connect the dots on what happened in politics that week. So check out and subscribe now to CNN Political Briefing and Politically Sound, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you there next week. This podcast is a production of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is the executive producer and Haley Thomas is the senior news producer. Raj Makhija is our technical lead. Our episodes are produced by Will Cadigan, Mimi Muteza, and Priscilla Alibi, and engineered by Francisco Monroy. David Toledo is the team's production assistant.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.